Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is After Work Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English. Drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic? One emoji, 3 seconds, and a friend you haven't talked to in a while.
Let's get into it. So, Leo, someone said something to me yesterday. Not in person, not even in words. I was on the subway coming home around 6:30. The train was packed. I was holding the pole with one hand, scrolling my phone with the other, just looking at nothing the way you do after a long day. Then my phone buzzed. I looked down.
Who was it?
It was my college friend, Lynn. We haven't talked in, I don't know, 3 months, maybe closer to 4. She sent me one emoji. Just a fried egg. No text. No how are you. No long time no see. No guess who this is. Just an egg.
A fried egg?
A fried egg. I stared at it for 3 seconds, and then I laughed. Right there on the subway, with people standing around me, I just laughed at my phone. Not because it was funny, because I knew exactly what she meant.
Wait, you knew what a fried egg meant? I feel like I'm missing something here.
Okay, so 2 years ago, we were living in the same city. She came over one weekend, and I tried to make us brunch. I said I'd make fried eggs. I broke the first yolk. I broke the second yolk, too. She laughed so hard, she said I cook eggs like I'm fighting them. After that, every time she makes a perfect fried egg at home, she sends me a photo. It became our thing.
So this time she sent the emoji instead of a photo.
Exactly. It means I made a perfect egg today, and I thought of you. 6 months ago, I would have needed the photo to understand. Now, just the emoji is enough. That's how close we are. We don't even need the picture anymore. Just the symbol.
That's actually really sweet. Did you reply?
I typed nice and hit send. That's it. 3 seconds. One emoji, one word reply. And she'll know exactly what I mean too. She'll read nice and hear, I see you, I remember, and I'm happy for you and your egg. No explanation needed. No, what does this mean? She knows. I know. And that's enough.
But you said you haven't talked in 3 months.
Yeah. The last time we talked was April. She was stressed about her job. She sent me a long voice message. I listened to it on my way to work. I said, you got this? She said, thanks. That was it. 3 months of nothing. No calls, no texts, no, we should catch up soon. Just quiet. And you know what? It didn't feel wrong. It just felt like life.
And you didn't feel weird about that quiet?
That's the thing I didn't. When I saw that emoji yesterday, I didn't think, why didn't she text me for 3 months? I didn't feel guilty for not calling her. I just thought she made a good egg. Good for her. And I felt happy. That's it.
Huh. I think most people would feel like they need to say something first. Like, sorry I've been quiet, or I know it's been a while.
Right? But with some people, you don't have to. The quiet isn't a problem. It's not a gap that needs to be filled. It's just quiet. And the quiet is okay because the friendship is still there. You don't have to prove it by talking.
I think that's harder than it sounds. Most of us need proof. We need the message, the call, the let's meet up. Otherwise, we start thinking, do they still care? Do I still matter to them?
Yeah, and I think that's why that fried egg meant so much. It wasn't just an emoji, it was proof. Proof that she still thinks of me. And I didn't have to do anything to earn it. I didn't have to text first. I didn't have to say, I'm sorry I've been quiet. She just sent it because she wanted to.
You know, this reminds me of something I saw last week. I was at the coffee shop near my office. The one with the blue chairs, you know the one? I went there to read a document I'd been putting off. I ordered a latte, stood by the counter waiting. And there were two guys at the table next to me. They looked about our age, maybe early 30s, both in work clothes. They ordered 2 black coffees, and then they barely talked.
Like awkward silence? The kind where you're both looking at your phones because you don't know what to say?
No, that's what was interesting. It wasn't awkward at all. One of them was looking at his phone, yeah, but the other one wasn't. He was just sitting there, staring out the window, watching people walk by for 10 minutes. Then one of them said, "Work's been busy." The other one said, "Yeah." Then another 5 minutes of nothing.
So what happened? Did they leave?
They finished their coffee, about 40 minutes total. Then one of them stood up, put his cup in the tray and said, "I'm going." The other one said, "Okay, that was it. No, let's do this again. No, see you next week. No, I'll text you. Just, I'm going and okay." And then he walked out.
And you watched this whole thing?
I couldn't look away. I was supposed to be reading this document, but I was just watching these two guys not talk. And I had so many questions. Are they friends, co-workers, strangers? So when the first guy left, I leaned over and asked the other one. I know it's weird, but I had to. I said, "Sorry, I don't mean to be nosy, but is he a friend of yours?"
What did he say? Was he surprised, you asked?
He looked at me, very calm, and said, "20 years. He's been my friend for 20 years.
20 years and you only said 5 sentences?
That's what I said. I almost said it out loud. But he smiled and said something I haven't stopped thinking about. He said, "We don't need to talk. We already know everything."
Wow, that's actually really beautiful.
I thought about that for days. Because you know what we talked about yesterday? Saying my bad, how hard it is. And why is it so hard? Because we're afraid that if we admit a mistake, we lose something. We lose face. We lose respect. We lose the version of ourselves that's right.
Yeah. Yesterday we said it feels like losing. And the funny thing is, we almost never actually lose anything by saying my bad. We just think we will.
Same with friendships. We think if we go quiet, we'll lose the friend. But most of the time, we don't. Right. And it's the same with friendships. We think if we don't text, if we don't call, if we don't maintain the relationship, we'll lose it. The friendship will disappear because we didn't water it enough.
But that coffee shop guy, 20 years, he didn't water it every week. He didn't even water it every month, and it was still there.
Exactly. Some friendships are like cacti. You forget about them for 3 months, and they're still alive, still fine, still there. And I think that's the thing we forget. We spend so much energy worrying about the friends we haven't called. We carry this guilt. I should text them. I should check in. It's been too long. They probably think I don't care anymore.
But maybe they're not worrying about it either. Maybe they're just living their life like we are. They're busy with work, with family, with their own tired evenings. And when the emoji comes or the coffee meetup, it's not a test. It's not a check-in. It's just a hello. I'm still here. You're still here. That's nice.
Right. It's not, "Do you still care?" It's, "I still care. And I don't need you to say it back right now."
That's a good way to put it. I'm going to remember that. Speaking of things you don't need to prove, let me ask you something. When we talk about friends like this, what words from the conversation stand out to you? There were a few that I think are worth looking at more closely.
Good idea. I noticed a few in the coffee shop story alone.
Let's start with one that came up a lot. Number one, silence. Noun, a period of time when nobody talks. Example, between old friends, silence isn't awkward. It's comfortable. That's a hard thing to learn, but once you learn it, friendship feels much lighter.
Number two, proof. Noun, a fact or a sign that shows something is true. Example, the emoji wasn't just a picture, it was proof that she still thought of me. I like this word because a lot of us look for proof that our friends still care. That's really what that fried egg was, wasn't it? Proof.
Yeah, I didn't think of it that way, but you're right. It was proof. And I didn't even realize I needed it until I got it.
That's the thing about proof. You don't know you're looking for it until you find it.
Number three, trust. Noun and verb. A strong belief that someone will not change or leave. Example, you don't need to text every week if you trust the friendship. Trust is the quietest form of confidence.
Number four, awkward. Adjective. uncomfortable, especially in a social situation. Example, the silence between those two guys at the coffee shop wasn't awkward at all. It's a useful word because we use it a lot for social situations, first dates, meeting new people, long silences with strangers.
But with old friends, awkward doesn't exist. That's the difference.
Exactly.
Number 5, guilt. Noun, the feeling you get when you think you did something wrong. Example, we carry this guilt when we haven't called a friend in a while. Guilt is probably the biggest reason people send a sorry I've been quiet message.
Number 6, natural, adjective, normal, the way things should be. Example, when you finally talk to an old friend, it feels natural again. That's how you know the friendship is real. It feels natural without effort.
Number 7, signal, noun, a gesture or action that carries a message. Example, one small emoji can be a powerful signal that says, I still think of you. A signal doesn't need words.
Number 8, touch, verb, to make contact. Also in the phrase, stay in touch, to keep in contact. Example, you don't have to call every week. Just stay in touch in your own way. It's a soft word, very gentle.
It is, stay in touch. It doesn't say how often. It just says, don't disappear completely. A touch doesn't have to be a hug. Sometimes it's just a tap.
I like that, a tap.
Number 9, moment, noun, a very short period of time. Example, friendship doesn't live in hours. It lives in small moments, like a 3-second look at an emoji.
Number 10, comfortable, adjective, feeling relaxed, not worried. Example, the best friendships are the ones where silence feels comfortable, not awkward. And that's really the whole point of this episode. All right, real talk. So after all this, how often do we actually need to talk to a friend to keep the friendship? Is there a number?
I don't think there's a number. I think for the real ones, there's no schedule, no rules, no you owe me a call.
That's scary to admit though, because if there's no schedule, how do you know the friendship is still there? How do you know they still care?
You know it because when you finally do talk, 3 months later, 6 months later, a year later, it sounds exactly the same. Same jokes, same tone. No, so what have you been up to? Small talk. You just pick up where you left off. That's how you know.
I have a friend like that. His name is Dan. We were in high school together. Now we talk once every 4 or 5 months. But every time we do, it's always 2 hours. Feels like no time passed at all.
Yeah, that's the sign. Not how often you talk, but how fast it feels natural again.
So what's the small thing? What can someone actually do tonight? Because I feel like after this conversation, I want to text someone, but I also don't want to make it a big thing.
That's exactly the point. Don't make it a big thing. Just pick one name, someone you haven't talked to in a while, someone you still care about, and don't write a paragraph. Don't explain why you haven't called. Don't say, sorry, it's been so long. Just send one emoji, or an at, or 3 words, thought of you.
That's it?
That's it. If they're a real friend, they won't need an explanation. They'll just know. And if they're not, then you didn't lose anything. You just found out.
I like that. Minimal effort, maximum signal.
The best friendships aren't the ones where you talk every day. They're the ones where you don't talk for 3 months. And when you finally do, it feels like yesterday. So tonight, if one name comes to mind, you know what to do. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for spending your evening with us. See you after work.